doesn't matter, as long as one of us is working, the other one will be fine. And I said, well, I'm okay, I know how to cook, I know how to clean, I know how to look after kids. Well, I always cook. You want me to cook?
Yeah, you can cook. No, you can cook for them.
Mereka memiliki hati yang terbuka. Dan mereka juga memiliki rumah yang terbuka. Mo dan Samar adalah pasangan yang berlokasi di Sydney bagian barat, menawarkan layanan kepada anak-anak yang membutuhkan.
We can't change the world, but we can change a child's life. And if one day when that child grows up, for that one moment, if he's thought about doing something wrong, if my wife and I's our memories come into his mind, and he stops for that one second, and it helps him stop doing what he was going to do that was going to be wrong, then you know what? I'm very happy with that. If we can make that little difference in a child's life that makes them say, well, you know what? They didn't give up on me when I was younger. Yeah. I'm not going to give up on life. I'm going to keep going.
Selama beberapa tahun terakhir, Mo dan Samar telah membantu mengasuh sejumlah anak-anak. Dari latar belakang Arab dan agama Muslim, mereka telah menyediakan rumah sementara dan koneksi budaya untuk anak-anak dari latar belakang yang sama, dan juga untuk setiap anak yang membutuhkan perawatan. Samar mengatakan, rumah mereka terbuka untuk semua anak tanpa memandang latar belakang mereka.
Whatever nationality, we don't really mind, but we did say we just want Muslim children because, you know, we're both practicing Muslims. But then when we saw how much kids are coming into care, and so they all kids need love, they need somewhere to stay, they need somewhere to be happy, they just need somewhere to be kids.
Lebih dari 43,000 anak-anak berada dalam perawatan di luar rumah di Australia, dengan 15% peningkatan sejak tahun 2011. Simon Cech adalah direktur eksekutif dari Desain Inovasi, Keamanan dan Kekekalan di Pelayanan Keluarga dan Masyarakat New South Wales. Ia mengatakan ada beberapa faktor di balik peningkatan tersebut dan satu masalah tertentu.
The reason for the increase in the population is more about children are staying longer in out of home care, so they're actually not returning home. So in years gone by, children would be restored more often than they are currently, and what that means is that we've needed more foster carers in the system.
30% dari semua anak dalam perawatan memiliki latar belakang adat, tetapi tidak ada data nasional tentang latar belakang budaya dari anak-anak lain. Namun ada data pada tingkatan negara bagian. Misalnya, 10% di New South Wales dan 13% di Victoria digambarkan sebagai berasal dari latar belakang berbahasa non-Inggris. Lembaga yang bekerja di daerah dengan populasi multikultural besar mengatakan jumlah ini lebih tinggi, dan mereka mencoba untuk lebih merekrut penjaga dari latar belakang yang beragam. Namun mereka mengatakan ada tantangan. Tamena Yarak adalah seorang manajer dari pelayanan di luar rumah yang disebut Creating Links, sebuah lembaga yang mencoba untuk menempatkan anak-anak asuh dengan penjaga dari latar belakang budaya yang sama. Ia menjelaskan kesulitan yang ia hadapi.
Culturally, foster care doesn't exist in some cultures, but the word is hard to translate. We're having to do an education process with the community to just let them know what foster care is all about. Because in some communities, there isn't. They don't understand what it is.
Miss Yarak mengatakan, idealnya mencocokkan anak-anak dengan pengasuh dari latar belakang yang sama memiliki banyak manfaat.
I can care for a child, but I might not be able to teach them what it, you know, the Jewish way of things or the you know, the Buddhist way, because I haven't been raised in that way. So it makes it hard for me to pass on those as much as I want to. It makes it really hard.
Creating Links adalah sebuah lembaga non pemerintah di New South Wales. Mereka memiliki spesialisasi dalam menempatkan anak-anak yang berasal dari latar belakang budaya di luar arus utama, dan saat ini mendukung 76 anak di perawatan mereka. Namun, Miss Yarak mengatakan tidak semua anak mau ditempatkan di komunitas di mana mereka lahir, dikarenakan perlakuan dan trauma yang mereka alami dalam komunitas tersebut.
There are occasions where kids are very adamant they don't want to go to the same cultural place. So then what we need to do is work really hard at developing a cultural plan to support the carer in maintaining the culture of that child. So it might be that we liaise with somebody from the community who then does a lot of that cultural understanding with that particular child and the carer.
Seorang pemuda berumur 18 tahun bernama Sam baru saja pindah dari rumah pengasuh angkatnya setelah hidup bersamanya selama beberapa tahun. Ia mengatakan, baginya, memiliki orang tua asuh dari latar belakang Libanon Muslim yang sama dengannya adalah pengalaman yang positif.
They love you, they like you, you're part of the family. They're amazing. She's like my real mom. I don't look like she's my foster mom. Because like she grew me up, like she taught me how to be a man. She taught me like everything I know today.
Adapun Mo, orang tua asuh di Sydney Barat mengatakan, keyakinannya bahwa hal-hal kecil dapat membuat perbedaan besar adalah apa yang memotivasinya menjadi pengasuh.
These children are our future and we all need to understand this. We have to give them a chance and I keep on saying it, we have to give them a chance because if we don't show them that we're more than willing to give them a chance, how are they going to believe that they have a chance in this world?